And joining us now on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line, Minnesota Lynx star, former Chicago Sky star. But we won't get into all that and how she left us, and we'd be much better off if she was still around as a former MVP, two-time finals MVP, whatever. Moving on, Sylvia Fowles joins us now. Sylvia, thanks for the time. What are the expectations for the Lynx this year? Team looks a little different.
Yes, the team does look a lot different. Got a couple of rookies, some newbies, and a couple of familiar faces from last year. But my expectations is just for us to go out there and making sure we match in on all levels and going out there and playing some good basketball. And that's all I can expect from us right now at this point until we move forward.
So one of the things that's probably going to change for this Lynx squad is a little more space for you. Fewer double, triple teams. Tell me about how that different look might actually help you down low.
It definitely takes a lot of pounding off my knees, for sure. And just giving me the opportunity just to go out there and play more. I know Cheryl and I had this conversation last year, and I was telling her I'm pretty much tired of getting doubled and triple teamed, so we need to work something out if she want me to come back. And so she was like, we need shooters. I was like, we need some shooters. Yeah. And so that was her plan, just to get some girls in who can shoot beyond the arc and knock it down. And so I'm very happy with the pieces that we have. So hopefully it's going to be the choice of evils. You want to double, triple team me, or you just want to give them the shot. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see.
Talking to Sylvia Fowles, two-time WNBA champ, two-time finals MVP, 2017 league MVP. She's done it all in the league. How did you keep yourself ready for this season during these unusual times?
It's so weird that you asked that question, because I did not touch a basketball when I was at home trying to prepare for this season. And I think a lot of that was because it was so unknown, and every time we had questions, nobody really had answers. And then me just transitioning into what I want to do outside of basketball kept me motivated. But I tried to do some kind of cardio on some level. So my bike, sand pit workouts, and the pool pretty much was like all I did in the off season. And I can feel it like catching up to me. I feel great. My body feels great. And so I'm looking forward to like stepping out there on the court for the first time just to see how my body is going to respond.
Yeah, what's it been like in practice so far?
Practice has been good. I guess I can leave that question for Cheryl. You can ask her what I look like, but I think she's very pleased.
We're talking to Sylvia Fowles. She's down in the Wubble at IMG with her
yes.
Minnesota Lynx team, getting ready for the WNBA season start on July 25th.
Uh-huh.
What's your experience inside the Wubble? I keep saying that I'm trying to live vicariously through Sue Bird, because hers is all just shots of a pool with people photoshopped in it. It looks like a really fun time. Meanwhile, other people are saying it's too hot or complaining about other things. So what's it been like for you?
For me, it's been good for me. I'm a Floridian. I'm a Florida girl. So this is right in my element. I have no issues with the heat. I walk everywhere. They think I'm crazy. But for the most part, I'm staying in the lodge. We have a pool area, but I typically don't go out to the pool. My days consist of just practice, homework, relaxing when I can, or just trying to spend time with some of my teammates to make sure that they're okay and making sure like they're comfortable within this element.
Yeah, you are certainly a veteran at this point. That says nothing about your age, solely your experience.
Thank you for being so nice.
but you know, I've been thinking about this, and like, depending on your status in the league, you maybe are allowed to bring a friend into the Wubble.
Mm-hmm.
There's people
mm-hmm.
that have kids in the Wubble. And then
yep.
there's these poor, like, rookie and second years. And let's say you're a rookie. It's a global
mm-hmm.
pandemic. You just got
mm-hmm.
out of college. You're a kid still. And now you're trying to deal with getting tested every day, the responsibility
mm-hmm.
of being a professional athlete, and you're alone, right? You don't have family and friends.
Right.
Do you have people on your team that you're trying to help through what's certainly a difficult time?
I won't say anyone on our team having a difficult time, but I can recall when we first got here to the Wubble, Crystal Dangerfield was having a hard time doing testing. So
yeah.
she gets very anxious and anxiety. And so, seriously, Mama Sil had to step in. I went in the testing room with her, and I sat down, and she sat on my lap, and I held her hand. And so we had to do that a couple of times till she felt comfortable. doing it by herself. But things like that, you know, you're just trying to be here to help. You don't want to make it difficult for anybody. And it is a lot going on around us. I honestly don't see how these rookies are doing it, because if I was them, I think I probably would want my mom here.
Right. Yeah. It's tough right after college. You get out into the real world. And I'm curious, it's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain. We're talking to Sylvia Fowles, former league MVP, playing for the Minnesota Lynx, getting ready for the start of the WNBA season. I can't decide if I would feel more safe with all the testing and the reminders that everything is very, very carefully done, or less safe because I would not be able to go like an hour without being reminded of this thing that's going down. I mean, for some of us that are mostly trapped in our houses, if you're working all day, you're not getting tested every day. You don't have to wear gloves and wash hands. Like, you know, it's just, you're just home. But for you guys, everywhere you go and everything you do is so carefully regulated. Does that make you feel more at ease or more anxious?
I think I'm more anxious. I can't speak for everybody else, but it is on top of your mental. It's like, we're in a bubble. Why we have to do all these things to take like precautious reasons? But I'm like, we're supposed to be safe. So yeah, it's definitely on top of my mental, but at the same time too, I think it's more so of just prevention. And then, yeah, we testing every day, which is annoying. Annoying on so many levels. But at the end of the day, you kind of get it, like, why they do what they do. But I'm just like, we can't leave. We can't go anywhere. Like, why we have to do testing every day?
Yeah. It's a fascinating sort of conundrum of, like, how are we safer in this bubble? And if we are, then at what point do we just accept that it's not in here and we're cool? Or do we always have to keep this sort of protocol just in case? I'm sure those decision makers up top are more than earning their paychecks right now, because I do not envy them figuring out how to run sports during this time.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking to Sylvia Fowles.
It's going to be constant from here on out, though. I don't think they're going to let up at no point, no time soon.
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out too, like with the NBA guys who like wandered off campus to get grub and stuff. We're trying to figure out, after a little while, do you get used to it and settle in? So is the worst behind us, or is it more like in a couple weeks people get, you know, kind of a little bit claustrophobic and need out, and that's when you're more likely to break the bubble?
I think people right now is trying to take protocol into effect. But we are going crazy. Like, I won't be surprised if we get a couple of, like, little rebels and be like, I got to go. Right. I just need to leave, because it's hard being here. It's hard. We just talking about that the other day. I say, even if we had the option just to go lay out by the beach or do something, we can't even do that. So
yeah.
I think as this thing go along, more people are going to start getting, like, more anxious and probably start being little rebels. So hopefully we can keep this thing intact.
It's Spain and Company, Sarah Spain. We're talking to Sylvia Fowles of the Minnesota Lynx. Sylvia, we're having a player rep from every team come on leading up to the start of the season. And they got to give a stump speech for any unattached WNBA fans, either newbies to the league or folks who don't have a team in their city that are looking to hop on a bandwagon. So I'm putting 30 seconds on the clock. You got to tell everybody out there why they should hop on the Lynx bandwagon.
A reason why you should hop on the Lynx bandwagon is because we are young, powerful women who's on a mission. You can never count us out, no matter what our team look like. Very determined, and we're looking forward to pushing this playoff run with this new team. So jump on, jump aboard. Make sure you're out there yelling, not just supporting us, but all these women across the league as well.
And you've got 4 championships behind you already. If they're looking to hop onto a team that's got that championship swag, we know you already have it.
You can't count us out. I don't care what the team look like. It's just, it's almost like a Connecticut. It's hard to beat a system. And I think Cheryl got that down to a science of what a system look like. So you can probably break us down individually, but in whole, no, they'll never count us out because we always coming.
Woo! Oh, all right, I got shivers at the end. You're always coming, and don't I know it. And wouldn't it have been nice if you were doing that on the Chicago Sky. But again, it's so long ago. Nobody remembers that. It's water under the bridge.
You know what? It's all good, though, because Chicago is home for me. That's like my second home. I'm not even going front. Like, Chicago is home.
I know. All you athletes from other states, you come here and then you go somewhere else. But when you retire, you always want to come back to Chicago because it's the best.
So Chicago's a nice city, man.
Very smart, very smart. Hey, Sylvia, thanks for checking in with us. We'll keep an eye on you in the Wobble, and good luck with the season.
Thank you so much for having me.